Ever since Wynton Marsalis made a splash in jazz before he turned 20, big record companies have been eager to sign up young musicians, some of them too young to drink in clubs where jazz is played. So we've been exposed, maybe the better word is subjected, to a 20-year-old lounge pianist who sings smarmy versions of classic blues and a 17-year-old organ player who cops 30-year-old soul jazz licks. But not all of these prodigies are clowns. One of the best is alto saxophonist Christopher Holliday, who was 19 when he recorded his new album for RCA's Novus label a few months ago. At 19, Holliday's already a seasoned veteran. He started making records for his family's own small label at age 14. His older brother Richard, who plays trumpet, waited till he was 16 to make his. When Christopher Holliday was 16, he had a wonderfully game attitude. His best solos had a raggedy enthusiasm that set him apart from more polite boppers. Here's how he sounded then. Back then, Holliday struck me as a player who might become less interesting an individual as he acquired more technique. Now that he's a wise old man of almost 20, his playing is a bit more composed and less unpredictable, but he still throws off sparks. His mentor is the distinguished altoist Jackie McLean. The resemblance between Holliday's style and McLean's pungent sound is striking, especially since Holliday plays some of McLean's tunes on his album, two on the LP version, four on CD. Here's Christopher Holliday on Jackie McLean's Appointment in Ghana. The trumpeter is Wallace Roney. Holliday's rhythm section on his new album is pianist Cedar Walton, bassist David Williams, and drummer Billy Higgins. Walton and Higgins are almost three times Holliday's age, Williams just a little over twice as old. On the cover of his album, Christopher Holliday dresses like a refugee from an earlier era. He wears a bulky brown suit and a pork pie hat. It's as if he's trying to get into a bebop mindset by adopting period trappings. He plays vintage bop licks, too, on three classic bebop tunes. One of them is Dizzy Gillespie's composition, which is called Bebop. We'll be right back. Some musicians and critics argue that young bebop players are kidding themselves. Bop isn't the music of their own time, so they can't relate to the conditions that spawned it. But by that logic, nobody would play Mozart anymore either. The trick in playing bop now is to perform it with the same tension and excitement it had when it was new. That's one thing Christopher Holliday's good at. But there's one cruel irony connected with this album. Holliday's inspiration, Jackie McLean, hasn't had his own record on an American label in a decade. His last one was a frivolous commercial project apparently forced on him by his record company, which is the same company Holliday records for now. I wish the big labels gave proven talents like McLean the same breaks they give promising newcomers.